Father, I thank you right now as we ask for healing in our bodies, healing in our past, healing in our ministries, healing in our marriages, healing as we ask for forgiveness of sins. You said, Father God, that you are a high priest, that forever liveth to make intercession for those who shall be heirs of salvation. So we thank you right now. We glorify and magnify you. We ask that we don't know what we should be praying for as we ought, but we know the Spirit of God maketh intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. And so we thank you right now for your glory. We thank you right now for your anointing. We thank you right now for your power. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now, Father God, because if it had not been for you that was on our side, we know we have not made it. We know we'll be doing time. We know, Father God, some of us, Father God, would have been killed in the streets. Some of us right now, Father God, would have been taken away. Maybe have a straitjacket. In the name of Jesus. But yet, Father God, in the name of Kuba, some kind of way for your grace and your mercy and your peace, we are still here. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. Teach us to pray. Teach us to call those things that are not as though they already are. Forgive us of sins. Fortify us, Father God. Strengthen us. Because it's in you we live, move, and have our very being. So we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory. Help us, Father God. Help us, Lord, increase our faith. Help us right now. Thank you right now, Father God. Give us wisdom, Father God. Let us not no longer make foolish decisions. But even now, Father God, touch us and bless us indeed. Bless the pastors. Rabbi, give them grace, peace, and mercy. Keep us in perfect peace. Whose mind is set? Give them dreams and visions. Keep us right now, Father God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. So we thank you right now. Break habits. Destroy yokes. Rabbi, it is the anointing that destroys your yoke. Help us right now, Father God. For we count not on ourselves, but we count on the Spirit of the living God. Even now, Father God, we ask that you bless us, Father God, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Even now, Father God, as we have been through some things, don't let our anger take control. Don't let us be led by emotions. Let us be led by the Word of God. Let us learn how to eat the Word, Father God. We thank you right now for all Rabba Shea that you've done and what you're still doing, Father God. Make it plain, make it right. Lead us by the hand, Father God. Teach us not to worry. Teach us to trust in you, Father God. For we thank you right now. Ebashu, let it be a week, Father God, of blessing and not a week of cursing. We ask this in Jesus' name. I pray for a week of blessings for all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to read for you and real quickly Psalms 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, that seek him that with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed. When I have respect unto all thy commandments, I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. When I shall have learned thy righteous judgments, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherefore should a young man cleanse of his way by taking heed thereunto according to thy word? With my whole heart have I sought thee, and let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed are thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts, have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for longing that it have unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove me from reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counsels. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my ways, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand thy way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimonies. O Lord, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou hast enlarged my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I will keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. And make me to go into the path of thy commandments, for then do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Lord have mercy. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Let thy mercies come also unto me. O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I wherewithal answer to him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth early out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. I will meditate in thy statutes. Remember the word unto thy servant, unto which thou hast cause to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word have quickened me. The proud have made me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, have comforted my soul. Horror have taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember thy lane, O Lord, in the night have kept thy law. This I have because I kept thy precepts. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I will keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Thou art my ways. Turn my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight would I rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment. Knowledge me, for I believe thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I have kept thy word. Thou art good, and thus is good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. are as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Thy hands have made me, fashion me, and give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will I be glad when they see me, because I have hope in thy word. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thy faithfulness has afflicted me. Oh my God, I gotta read that one again. That they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hope in thy word. Now watch, I gotta read this one again. This is Psalms 119 and verse 75. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness has afflicted me. Lord have mercy. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear to thee turn unto me, those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fill for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant, when thou executest judgment on them that persecuted me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Thy household consumed upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness. So shall I keep the testimonies of thy mouth forever. O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations, that thou hast established the earth and abideth. Thy continues this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy service. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have been perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them do thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandments is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That through thy commandments thou hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I kept thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words to my taste, yea, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I might get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Lord have mercy. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy word. Except I beseech thee, the free will offering of my mouth. O Lord, teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. Thy wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I err not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as inheritance forever, for they are rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Upon me, according to thy word, have I lived. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be saved. I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee. I am afraid of thy judgments. I have done judgment and justice, leaving not to my oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. My eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, O Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things that be right. I hate every false way. The testimonies are wonderful thereof. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The interest of thy words giveth light and giveth understanding unto the simple. I open my mouth and I panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto them that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Let me say it again. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. Righteousness art thou, O Lord, and upright art thou. Judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because thy eyes have forgotten thy words. Oh, Rabbo, my enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do I not forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold of thy commandments are my delights. The righteous of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, I shall live. I cry from my whole heart, and hear me, O Lord. I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee and save me. I keep thy commandments. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hope in thy word. Lord God, both doko, let us not give up till our goal is accomplished. Makoba sara bodokoba. Let us not give up until the goal is accomplished. Let us not give up until something is accomplished. Let us not throw in a towel until something is accomplished. Let us accomplish something in this season. I cry unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cry, and I hope in thy word. My eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies have I known of old that thou hast founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause, deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, and quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because of thy kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. The word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice in thy word, as one that findeth great spoil. I hate it abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee, because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Rabaduku Bashora Baduku Rabadihi Lamashi. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hope for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul have kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let not my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. Let thy hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Lord have mercy. That was Psalms 119, 176 verses of scripture. Right now, may God add a blessing to the readers and hearers of his word.